Which apparently Star Wars movie.
Yeah.
Or series?
Series. Tonight, 3-episode premiere.
Does it start with an A?
Andor.
Better. Thank you.
Yep. All right, the real finale episode.
Here we go.
We barely made it.
Well, we really, really barely made it. We 10 seconds skipped a few times.
The word that comes to mind would be like the word slog. It's a bit of a slog.
Just your overall impression?
Yeah.
It felt like work.
Yes, it did, Jess. Yes, it did.
Yeah, like I could say clearly say the only emotions that I felt were like, maybe, like, anger.
Yeah.
That it wasn't over already.
Yeah.
I felt extreme discomfort.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I felt like that I hate The Bachelor.
Yes. Mm.
Great segue.
Beautiful segue.
Nailed it.
Who are we?
Oh, my God. Who are we? We are Jess, Thomas, and Joel, three besties that love to shit on a fucking not real fake love that works.
And get ready for a shit storm.
Oh, baby, do we got it for you. God, I can't fucking wait. You guys, we watch The Bachelor every week, and then Jess laughs at me being too rude to straight people, and Joel is the historian of the group.
I try with as much accuracy as I can muster without doing any research.
Correct.
Yes.
Why would we do research?
We would never do research.
Yeah, no.
We don't know anything about anything.
Yeah.
And yet we talk.
Proudly.
We talk with conviction.
Strong.
It's what I've always done. It's how I was raised.
And you guys, that's why we got 3 new followers on Instagram. So,
hey.
We see you.
We love you.
You are seen.
Be with us. Tell your friends.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Excellent. You can DM us and we will respond.
Yes.
We will.
Like, please DM us, please.
Okay, guys.
So we're at the live finale, and unfortunately, that means we have a long time with Jesse Palmer.
Oof.
I am not ready.
The worst host
He's
of
not our
all
guy.
Time.
He's not our guy.
He's not our guy.
He's no one's guy.
Has he been anyone's guy?
Well, he did not come from a successful season of The Bachelor, so I'm going to say no.
But you know what? As a beacon in the dark, just like Gabby's disco dress... They come on out. This bitch has got her hair curled, the volume in, and the tiniest scoochie dress I've ever seen.
She looks great.
She looks phenomenal.
This moment makes me think back to one of our first and favorite comments that Gabby ever made when she told, I think it was Eric, that boys are stupid and that she has lots of fake hair in. Yeah. Because, once again, a lot of fake hair on this stage.
That's our
girl.
And
she looks incredible.
That's our girl.
Yes. Ready for the disco.
Rachel looks like she bought her dress at Zara and is going to the office. She's going to throw a blazer on. She's going to be very chic.
Yeah, in terms of finale eleganza, a ankle-length maxi dress is not the choice that I personally would make.
Is it gray? No. Is it black? Who cares?
Is it brown?
It's brown.
Oh, yeah, it was brown.
Yeah, it was like dark, muted, boring, dirt brown.
And clearly forgettable.
Yeah.
For me.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't good.
It wasn't good.
We open right up back to rose ceremony, because we can't forget. Rachel, can we speak?
Rachel, can
it's
we
time
speak?
For Zach and Ratch on the Batch. And can we speak?
Oh,
and I'm
God.
Doing the finger gesture.
Yeah.
Of all finger gestures, that made no sense.
So we rewatched that clip. Gabby looks so uninterested in being there because it's not about her right now, which I respect.
That's
and
why she's dressed the way she is.
Correct. That's our girl.
Yeah.
Truly.
They bring Zach out, and it is like...
It's I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. It was awkward.
No,
why was it awkward?
But first you are forgetting the conversation in Mexico.
Oh my God, you're right.
This is when he says he was like, you know, you seemed like the bachelorette, not the Rachel that I've come to know and love.
Yes.
And it's like, oh yeah, the Rachel you've known for 3 days.
Yeah. I did love you.
I did love you.
I did see a future with
you. And then
you.
He takes himself home.
Yeah.
Because he didn't want to be humiliated.
Which worked for him, unfortunately.
Do we think he was the third fantasy suite of the week, actually? the editing made it appear like it was the third Fantasy Suite of the Week. Because I was thinking she got dicked down by Avon, had a really good night with Tino, then she was like, I don't really need Zach here anymore.
Maybe. Yeah, that's probably right. Yeah.
Right? So when it was his Fantasy Suite time, she didn't want to be there. She wanted to be with Avon and Tino. Clearly. Because she wasn't feeling any which way about him leaving.
She was happy. She looked relieved.
She looked relieved.
She, honestly, yeah. And I would also feel the same.
Yeah.
Now you don't have to try. You don't have to tell it. You don't have to let anyone down.
And it was like a very like communal awkward energy between the two of them. Like,
yeah.
They were in the same state. And both confused, but maybe for different reasons.
We love equal. A mutual agreement.
Yeah. Yeah. I know I've said this before, but I really think his voice sounds like a kidnapper who's distorting his voice on the phone.
Yes.
Like, I don't know, like, I have your tiny dog.
This is my straight voice.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. I mean, I do think he's gay, so that
he
would make sense. That
do
tracks.
Be putting it on.
It's too much. It's too much, Zach.
Hate it.
Yeah. But he really loved her, and then he weeps.
Yeah, weeps in the car.
In the car.
Ooh. Yeah, the Bachelor audition was strong with this one.
Very
yeah.
strong. Wink,
and that's
wink.
And that yeah. Exactly.
Unfortunately, it worked, but fuck.
And that's when he comes. Now we're after the final rose.
Thank you so much.
And I'm so sorry.
Let's bring him out on stage.
I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. They didn't say anything to each other again.
Yeah.
Which they didn't say anything to each other when they broke up.
No.
And then can we move on?
Yeah.
Because this is
because unfortunately, spoiler alert. We got to talk about him later.
I wrote, next.
Yeah.
We've got to talk about him for about 3 months.
Yeah. So let's buckle up, kids.
Well, let's wrap that shit up and move on. Rachel's family time in Mexico. Big Tony, her father.
Big Tony and tiny little mom.
Tiny little mom.
Her mom is so small.
Marianne. Yeah. So cute.
Gay bestie. And girlfriend.
I want to throw up.
What do you two gay men think about her gay friend?
Now, as two gay besties to a straight white girl with blonde hair, I will tell you that I would not be caught dead in an ugly fucking lace polo like that on national television. That's for damn sure.
Would you be caught in it two nights in a row?
Ooh.
You know, my mom has always said, if you find something that fits right, buy a few colors, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't go looking at my closet right now.
Once again, just because it fits doesn't mean it looks good.
Which
we've learned about Rachel's entire wardrobe this season.
Ooh.
Wait, was this when she was wearing that red I work at Wendy's dress?
Oh.
Or was that next?
Oh. No, she was wearing something boring.
I didn't write anything down, and so you know it was terrible. Yeah. Or like
it was the one piece, like, wasn't it like a billowy floral jumpsuit that like stopped? I don't fucking know.
I didn't write it down.
Who knows? Nobody wrote it down. So
who
that
cares?
Means it wasn't bad, but it wasn't good.
Correct.
It was just middle
it was
of
just,
the road.
Or it was just in line expectationally for Rachel.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so we just couldn't.
So Avon nails it, I would say, overall. But
crushes it.
I think Avon nailed it.
Yeah. But then with the gay bestie and the GF, he doesn't nail it. Because they had talked about this, and he said something different to them than he had communicated with.
He doesn't want, he's not sure he's ready for the engagement, but he wants to keep dating her.
Well,
correct.
Which I think is a fair sentiment.
Realism.
Real.
Correct. Yeah. Now, granted, I will be I'm kind of on the side of, like, I think he almost maybe, like, accidentally misspoke and then kind of had to double down on it a little bit. Because he never gave the indication that he wasn't going to propose. I think he mostly was like, we're going to spend this last week to make sure that I can get to that stage, is how I took it. And his friends are like, well, he's not ready. So
I have no doubts in you before this night.
Yeah. And then they have the most insufferable argument on the bench.
Brutal.
Where you can see, she like straight up says to him, like, I only am doing this to get engaged.
And she also says, why are you yelling at me?
Oh God!
And he doesn't even raise his voice. He's just frustrated.
He's
like,
speaking passionately.
Literally.
There's a difference.
Yep.
But she does like to pounce when there's a moment of weakness and vulnerability.
Well, she wants to get engaged.
Yes.
That's her number one thing.
Number one.
And I do have to point out, he does say inconfident here, and it's just not a word. So I just had to.
Yeah.
You know, he was flustered.
Yeah. So she has a meltdown over Avon. Then they like she does the same little thing she did before, where she goes, "We good? Oh, we're good." And then walks away, and she's not good.
She's not good. Narrator, she was
not. She was not good.
I hate when people do that.
Because they can't, then now they can't see each other for like 4 days or a week.
And you're just gonna stew on it and then bring it up again as if you didn't already resolve the problem.
You said we were fine.
Yeah.
Nobody thought we were fine.
Ooh, PTSD. Sorry. Just got a little PTSD.
Yeah, so they have a bad, there was a bad ending.
It was a bad ending to what I thought was, had a lot of promise.
Absolutely.
Because he charmed her parents, just not the friends.
Right.
And truly I blame the gay bestie.
100%.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I'm correct. And now we have Gabby and Eric.
A lot of audacity on that forehead.
And I have 4 bullet points. I'm going to read them to you.
Can you please?
Before. Her grandfather is there.
Yeah. Grandpa John.
Yeah. America's grandpa.
He's cute.
Yes.
Great.
Eric looks hot with his tan.
So hot.
And then my 4th and final note from this portion, her stepmom is wearing a wig.
100%. And it's slipping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Grandpa John did cry.
Did he? I didn't write it down.
Yeah, he was big. And support, and was really happy, and thought that Erich was a good man. Mm. And he teared up a little bit, Grandpa John.
He also called Gabby his dingbat granddaughter. Yeah. Which is my favorite thing that's ever been said on this show.
You know that their relationship is just razzing the shit out of each other.
Yeah. They have a cute relationship.
I loved it.
Yeah, big fan, big
and
fan.
And honestly, Erich nails it. He nails this interaction with the fam.
Well, it's not hard to nail it when you're the hottest one there and the only one left.
The only one left. Yeah, the pressure's off.
Yeah.
There's no comparison.
Yeah. Zero competition. Yeah. So you just were heavy on the vibes.
Yeah. Also, Gabby's family is so lovely. All of them. Aunt Super Julie. Chill.
Well, probably except for her mom, but.
But her dad was super charming, super cute. I know. Obviously, mom was uninvited.
Sorry.
Thank you.
I started too.
You guys. Yeah, I was not.
Oh, I'm not a good
person. The family that was there.
Sorry, yeah, on
was
camera.
Very lovely.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm very happy that she did. Because she has alluded to the fact that she hasn't had much support in her life. But I think that was mainly just talking about her mom. Because it seems like she does actually have quite a nice support system with the rest of her family.
Yeah.
Yes. And maybe that is also why she has such a good relationship with her grandpa.
Yeah.
And why she wants to be around her stepmom with a bad wig. Like, that takes a lot of courage and bravery. Yeah. So I just want to acknowledge, I just want to acknowledge your courage and bravery to allow her to go on national television with a slipping wig. That's all.
And maybe she's a dingbat too.
Ooh, dingbat stepdaughter. In law.
Love it.
Cut back to Rachel's turn with Tino, and she is looking like a peasant minstrel ready to play her lute.
Yes.
Tino walks in.
I said, the dress is a travesty.
It's horrible.
Rachel.
Why?
The potential is huge. Live up to the potential that we know you have.
The potential is huge.
It is.
She's gorgeous.
Stun.
She has a great body.
Great. Stun.
Beautiful hair.
Stun.
The best eyebrows.
Yes. Oh, laminated queen.
Yes.
Like, let's focus on a dress that fits, that isn't ugly. That's all.
Yeah.
I'm sure if you looked through your follower count, you could find one stylist that could respect you. Just one.
Respect is the right word. Yeah. No, because she was disrespected.
Yeah.
Hard.
Yeah.
Rude.
If there were stylists at all.
Yeah.
There were. The guy, I see him on Instagram all the time. He's posting about their outfits.
Oh, he
suspiciously posting a lot more about Gabby.
Yeah, he doesn't want to admit.
Suspiciously.
Yeah.
I can't believe he would even allude to the fact that he had picked up some of those clothes.
Oh, Ratch. Care about you. Still bringing up his family.
But someone asks Tino to tell them, like, oh, what's your story? What's your story? You and Rachel's story.
Oh,
and it's
God.
Like, we know.
Yeah.
You met on The Bachelor. Why are you asking what their story is?
Yeah. We've experienced it.
Well, so, there was this one time in Bruges.
Yeah. So, how did you meet? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
Well, I drove in on a forklift and got the first impression rose, and I've been around ever since.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for us, I have to look at his disgusting face.
Yeah, so the Tino and Ratch family date, they all say that it's going well, kind of, but it didn't appear that it was going very well.
The way he speaks is just so
rehearsed,
but like not even like well rehearsed, because he has no tonal changes or inflections in his voice. Now, yes, you are currently listening to a homosexual with a gay lisp, vocal fry, and over inflection. So I do get that the bar is a little bit higher, maybe.
Literature, Thomas. Some literature. Other people.
Have you heard him speak?
Yeah, he's a sociopath.
I hate him.
Yeah.
I hate him.
I have a few quotes from him here. He thinks it's going so well, but then mom says, hey, so like, what do you two have in common?
I forgot all
he says is, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, and didn't he say like, oh yeah, well, we're going to get to know each other more after this. And I'm like, after this? We're at the end.
Yeah. you need to know each other. She needs an engagement.
Yeah. Have you heard her? Or what? Look at her? Or fucking seeing how she grasps her ring finger? She's ready. She needs it.
Neil Lane is on speed dial.
Yeah. But ready. He's just so full of himself.
It's gross.
Yeah. He can't be tamed.
He seemed too nonchalant and nervous, which is a horrible combo when you're on television.
And a combo I didn't actually think was possible.
Yeah. He was like sweaty, but like trying to have swagger. It was bad. It was, I don't think the parents were vibing or buying it.
I don't know. No. But you know who did like him? Gay bestie.
Right.
Which, like, talk about red flags again.
But we already know he doesn't have any taste.
Exactly.
Oh my god, true.
Callback.
Consistency is key. God, I hate her gay best friend.
It's the six head for me, Sid.
Ooh! Yeah, it is. It really is. There's a lot of...
Gay bestie, call in.
Oh, don't call in. Honestly,
I'll
please
be the
don't.
Only one allowed to interview him, because the two of you cannot be...
Respectful?
No. I wish that we had seen, because apparently we see later that she says that Tino got the same questions, like the same tough questions as Aben, but we didn't see any of it. So all we saw was Aben getting like crucified by the besties.
Yeah.
But we didn't see that from Tino. And so it left me with just like a bad taste in my mouth, because to me it looked like Aben's date went better.
Yes.
And he's way more likable. He's 1,000 times hotter.
Hotter.
Yeah.
Better dressed.
And has swagger and is cute and has like a personality.
And we know he can yell, so he's got inflections in his voice.
Not a sociopath.
Yeah.
No.
So, overall, we see where this is going. We're not happy.
Yeah, we're Team Aben here.
Yeah.
So, okay, wait. So this is a good segue, because now they leave the Tino and Ratch fam date, and we have what I thought maybe was Aven's resurrection for a moment, because she goes to his room.
Yeah.
To chat.
Yeah.
This is days later, though. We learn, and they've basically been stewing, as we said before, and no champagne. Don't even open that bottle.
Yeah, not a flute was full.
The first thing I would have done, regardless, even if I knew the conversation was going to go poorly, open the champagne.
Yeah, please.
It could be the last free bottle you get.
And it's nice.
Drink
champagne.
It. Yes, you want.
You are sponsored.
Yes.
It's free champagne.
Exactly.
End sentence.
Exactly.
And then Aven gets dumped.
And she says that she was blindsided by his comment. And I thought he did a really good job of explaining why he wants to wait on the engagement or like build a relationship. I was like, isn't that the dream?
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
I don't understand.
I think you should get engaged when you trust somebody and you're sure.
And look what happens if you rush things.
You focus only on getting proposed, maybe the person proposing gets a little overlooked, potentially.
Listen. We're not on Tino's side at all.
Never have, never will.
No, but I mean, we're barely on Ratch's side ever.
I know.
And I'm certainly not on her side in this moment.
No, but she dumps Aven. She's in a frenzy. She leaves his room smiling.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was wild.
And the fact that they showed that was like to get a rise out of us.
Yeah.
Only. Because it made no sense. Because it was like, and she said later, like, oh, we had a cute little moment before he left and everything was all good. It's like, okay, but you just dumped him. And
right.
He said he loved you, or fell in love with you.
Yeah.
Said it once, and I'll say it again. Those editors deserve a daytime Emmy.
Yes.
Daytime.
Daytime. Daytime. Yeah. Daytime.
For a nighttime show?
Well, I mean...
Daytime drama, though.
Yeah.
The time slot is famously 8 to 10.
It just doesn't give prime time to me.
It's not giving.
It's really not.
Now we're back after the final rose. They bring Aven out. He looks perfect.
Stunning.
Oh,
he's a dream.
Wearing pearls, borrowed them from Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Yeah.
Yeah, Nate really influenced all of the men this season.
He's my bachelor.
Yeah.
Ugh, I wish.
Oh my god.
I want pearls everywhere.
Yeah.
Opulence.
He apologizes.
Yeah.
For literally? For nothing. For what?
For being a realistic human in trying to be in a relationship.
Take that fucking apology and burn put it somewhere else.
Shut it up her ass.
Doesn't belong here.
Fuck.
And she says, thank you. Yeah. Me too. It was this another non-conversation with Ratch. This went nowhere.
Because at this time she knows, like, she's already broken up with what's-his-face.
Oh, yeah, we could read it on her face.
She's miserable, and she's so miserable. She sees this dreamboat walking towards her with his pearls and his perfect suit, and she's like, what the hell have I done?
Correct.
Yeah.
What the hell have I done? Made the wrong choice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Could not have been a wronger choice.
Exactly. Exactly. But yeah, sad, but whatever. We're moving on. Gabby and Erich.
Oh, Gabby and Erich.
I mean, they're perfect.
They make it a lot.
They get hammered.
Really hammered.
Like, Gabby's hammered.
She's, like, falling out of her top.
Glossy-eyed.
Can't stand up.
Was so funny. She's so glossy-eyed. She's slurring. She's walking away from him, stumbling in her heels. It's a moment. I mean, I loved it.
It's just so funny.
Is this when Erich was like, I don't know, like the engagement?
Yeah, and they're having the same conversation that Ratch just had with Evan. And Erich, he says that the first half of the show, it was just physical and funny.
Yes. Which it was.
Funny.
Yeah.
Funny.
Yeah. But I mean, she is funny.
She's fucking hilarious and very physical.
He was probably like, what the hell is happening?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a real comment. That was the truth.
Fact. It was so good. But that was kind of it. She was really drunk.
She kind of stormed away because he made that comment about wanting to date her.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I want a husband.
Look at me. I want a fucking ring.
It was very that energy.
Pick me.
Yeah.
Choose me.
Nobody picks me. It was like that whole, okay, you're fine.
Yeah.
You have the dreamiest guy.
You're famously the lead on a romance-based reality show.
And everyone loves you, so you're fine.
I think a few people want you, babe.
You're fine. Exactly.
But, like, we're here for you. Like, if you ever need to talk, like, just call me, Gabby. I don't...
Like, there's lots of men out there for her.
Oh, my God. I'm one of them.
Yeah, exactly. You'll turn straight.
Gladly. Gladly.
So, shall we jump forward to the finale?
The next episode? Part two. New dresses.
We have to just talk about Gabby's, like, bondage buckle, like, Laura Croft
Tomb
Raider dress. It'll live in my mind rent-free, happily.
She looked amazing.
I love it.
Stealing the one shoulder from Ratch.
Stealing it while next to Ratch in a worse one shoulder dress.
I'm doing it way better.
Obviously. Yeah. Sorry. Why are you sorry?
She's like, listen, I saw you all season, and this is actually what it's supposed to look like.
And you know who I posted about it, I bet? The fucking stylist. The shade.
I will say, Rachel's dress, Ratch's dress, was not as egregious as many of her other outfits this season. I did like the color. Red coral. Looks good on everybody. But it wasn't my favorite dress.
I just feel like the poor makeup artist and hairstylist for Rachel, because they make her look amazing.
Oh, my God.
And then she probably comes in that dress, and they're like, we have to do our... They're like, they have a rally before. Ladies and gays, we have to do our best work here, because she looks terrible in that dress. Like, I feel bad for them.
You just gotta pull the eye up. Yeah. Pull the eye up.
To that beautiful glossy lip.
Oh, and the... furrowed, furry, laminated brows.
Yeah, the makeup nailed it for me. Yeah. And the hair was beautiful.
The hair, the extensions, beautiful.
Yeah.
It's kind of smoky blonde.
Yes. We're loving the ashy look. But it is kind of brunette a little bit.
Sure.
It looks like good.
Brown ashy.
For fall, you know?
I think it's actually called bronde.
Oh.
Are you being serious?
Yes.
Bronde.
Bronde.
I've learned. You've learned me.
Yeah. I don't like that word.
Bronde.
No, I hate it. Rachel comes out and still looks like she doesn't want to fucking be there. Two episodes in a row. Baby, she hates it.
This episode, you said it, Joel, this is torture. Yes. This is actual torture.
For us, for her.
For Gabby.
For everybody. JP's adding to the torture.
Well, because he's got nothing going for him. Ooh. Does he even have a brain? I don't think so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But first, let's just chat about Gabby watching herself
at the beginning. Laughing at herself being drunk on TV.
Yeah.
Love it.
She's one of us.
Incredible.
And she's making comments over her hatch about how hammered she was. Like the only thing she could have been talking about was that she was so slurry and funny.
Oh, it was amazing.
It was just the final zoom in of their kiss, and she's like, kind of like her chin's all tucked in, and it's just not, it's not the look.
She's trying to be cute and small, but she's just drunk.
Her makeup is under her eyes. Yes. Smudge the mascara. Hair is like a bit askew.
Her top is like twisted to the side, too.
It's hilarious.
It's great.
Oh, Gabby, how we love thee. But she walks, they're very happy. They're in love. And must
then,
be nice.
And then, exit Gabby. Ratch time.
Yeah. Mm.
It is time to watch Ratch's engagement with Tino. Which we weren't necessarily sure we were going to see.
Yeah.
Because we have been led to know that they aren't together.
Yeah.
So I was actually shocked that they got engaged.
Well, first she walks up wearing that coat.
Oh.
The jacket.
Yeah.
The shiny jacket.
Yeah.
I just put, oh my God. It's that is by far the worst thing she's
talk about the show. Jump scare.
Yeah, we all went.
Yeah,
it's so tragic.
It was bad. Room. I blocked it out.
Yeah,
even I think Tina was like, "You look great."
No, I don't even think he finished his sentence.
Yeah,
you like, look.
You look. And then it was just she just ran
yes.
off.
Yeah, no conviction.
But she has the most miserable look on her face while she watches all this go down. Because this is when she tells him he's the only one there.
And his reaction...
He doesn't say anything.
He barely reacted at all.
I'm shocked that they didn't edit this shorter. Because literally making her relive every single moment. Like, they didn't do an edit on her speech to him at all. It was brutal. Because it was so long.
This was the entire thing, basically.
Yes.
It was exploitation. Yeah. I feel bad for her.
I do feel bad for her.
But she signed a contract. And it's like she signed it with her own blood.
Yeah. You know?
Like, you will participate in whatever we tell you to do.
I mean, she should be laying in the bed that she made for herself.
How did she make this for herself?
I agree. I don't know. I think, yeah. I mean, Tino made this bed for her to lay in, actually.
By bed...
Bed made of spikes.
Yeah, like the old fridge box under the fucking viaduct.
By bed, you mean the furrow in his brow that just will never go away?
Oh, my God. Ugh. We can just tuck right into those forehead wrinkles. Just roll right in there.
Hold it in.
Tino also, I just wrote down a quote of his when he was, just before he proposed... He said, "This is never going away."
Oh,
fast forward my
about 7 minutes.
Narrator, it went away.
And I also love they immediately panned to Ratch's parents in the audience.
Ooh.
And they were like, mom was like almost crying. Dad could not look more emotionless and like, or I guess filling with rage, but pretty stern. No, nothing.
Now I just want to take a quick moment to discuss... Rachel's proposal dress. Thoughts,
gorgeous.
Jess?
I loved it from the neck up.
I didn't like anything about it.
So not the dress.
Yeah.
Yeah, so just like her face?
Her face?
Yeah.
It looked like a mix of like, it was like prom dress cut, wedding dress color palette.
Yeah, so it was very prom 2006.
Yeah.
This is your wedding.
And I just... She's a tiny girl, and they somehow make her look frumpy every time.
Yeah, this dress swallowed her.
Yeah.
Completely.
And, like, I don't mind. I know you don't like that it looked like a wedding dress. I don't care if they wear, a wedding-style dress.
Oh, I'm okay with that. The whole point is that they're getting proposed to.
That's the whole point of this fucking show.
So yeah.
It doesn't matter to me at all. It's just, wear a nice one.
Yes. You know? And it's the final impression.
Yeah.
For your season, right? And most of the time, the girl looks... Bomb.
It's the
glamour,
always,
high
it's their
glamour.
Best look. It's usually their best look.
It's usually like fully stoned or silver or like some metallic, or it's usually just like maybe not fashion, but like approaching fashion and like a high elegant number. And this was not that.
Well,
this was
she front. Couldn't wear her Lululemon sports bra, which was her best look.
Truly.
So
if only.
I know. That would have been more realistic.
It really would be.
Yeah. Like, that's how it happens. And then
you can like that girl on TikTok that was like, you let me do this in sweatpants!
Yeah.
Oh, yes, on the cliff.
That was so funny.
That was so good.
Yeah, no, this dress sucked.
Rachel's speech was cute and heartfelt and nice, and we got to watch every word and watch Rachel react to herself saying every word. And then Tino, I guess, was being, like, funny or...
Funny robot?
His, like, weird misdirect where he kind of was like, I want to tell you something. Oh, I'm the good guy. I'm really
That's
good.
That's when he said, this isn't going away.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And then and it sounds like he's memorized this horrible script.
100%. His cue cards.
Yeah. But then and then I just hate that he proposes and she says a million times yes. I knew it was doomed.
Yeah.
From that.
Because everything seemed just really fake.
It was.
She's a run and jumper. We couldn't have high expectations.
That's true.
I just hate, and I said this to you guys when we were watching it, he has zero sincerity in his voice. Man. Like, zero. It's like, it makes me uncomfortable.
It's awful.
Sociopathic.
It is.
Do you know what also made me uncomfortable? When they panned back to JP with the, like, Death March funeral music playing as they go to break. It was so ridiculous. And JP's stern little, like, trying to be compassionate face, but he's just, like, not an actor. And, man, like, they just can't give us a surprise on this show. It's so bad.
Jesse Palmer is a robot. He looked up before the show how to be empathetic. He was like, how should I, what facial expressions? He needed examples.
Face acting for
dummies. What is
face acting for robots?
Yeah. True. Don't forget, you guys, the beautifully romantic horse ride.
Oh my god, with his legs.
They were flapping.
Yeah. Flapping away. She was also, she couldn't sit on either side, so she had to sit sideways on the horse.
Saddle, yeah.
She was holding the reins, but the, like, the tie rope where the horse was, like, tied to whatever.
The reins?
Was just, no, she was holding the reins, and then he had, like, the rope that you tie it up to, like,
to
whatever.
To the post. Right?
Yeah, just dragging along. Mm. Tino's feet were dangling like a fucking child on a bar stool, and I just hated it.
True.
It was really awkward.
The most awkward.
Not romantic, but they really tried.
It wasn't romantic at all. And she was like, does this horse know where it's going? I was like,
guess we're leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Ratch. Like, you're a smart girl.
And then, cut back to Jesse talking to Rachel. Well, we have a feeling that this isn't the end of your story.
Or is it?
And she's devastated.
Yeah.
And laying it on real thick.
Yeah.
I don't think she was laying it on thick. I think JP was laying it
on
thick.
Okay, sure. Yeah, you're right.
She was just like, get me the fuck out of here.
Yeah, she could not get out of there fast enough. Yeah. She was
and
counting down.
She did leave as soon as possible.
Yeah, she did.
Yeah, exactly.
They gave her a bit of an out.
With the only shocking part of this episode.
Yep. So we get to the torturous video that we all have to watch together. Reminiscent a la Ari and Becca.
Oof.
But maybe better.
Or worse.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, like define better.
Yeah. Do you mean that in a good or bad way?
Gabby comes, they chat. Oh my god, he's so disrespectful. You have to talk about what you deserve, blah blah blah. She was really supportive as a friend. They flew her in, great. Love
that's
it.
Some weird
she
Airbnb.
She says
the Wayfair Airbnb.
Fuck Tino up, basically.
Yeah. Which I live.
Yeah.
Didn't she like kick him in the fucking balls?
Because Gabby fights.
So Gabby, I think, is a very supportive friend, but she doesn't really say much as far as being supportive on actual points.
Yeah.
She's just generically supportive.
I'd be inclined to agree with that.
Yeah.
But I love her nonetheless.
Oh,
I would want blind support.
And you know
Don't tell me anything.
You know
just Sam Wright.
She did not need to be there. I'm glad she was.
Mm. Well, we got a little spoiler alert too.
Yes.
With, you know.
It's always nice to talk it out with the gal pal before you have a conversation. Because otherwise you go in like too hot, too emotional. So it's nice to, like, lay it out first, kind of get some thoughts in order.
Yeah.
Maybe jot things down in, like, a sad handwritten book.
Wouldn't you love to... But wouldn't you love to actually, like, maybe talk it through with one of your real friends?
I think they are real friends.
They are real friends.
Okay.
Who was she going to talk to? Her gay bestie?
Jesse Palmer?
The gay bestie who ruined
feeling,
everything.
I'm feeling very attacked.
As you should.
And then the camera moves and presumably Tino shows up. Barely recognize him. He looks
haggard.
Rough.
Yeah.
Super
like
rough.
3 week meth bender relapse. Like huge.
Because he's just sitting there stewing and worrying what everyone's going to think.
His eyes are so sunken and he looks dead.
Yeah.
I'm certain he's wearing like red contacts, you know, to like really play it up.
Oh, he like irritated his own eyes first to like
he's
get them all.
Rubbing them in his heart.
Slaps his cheeks a bit, get some color.
God, I can't stand him.
Yeah.
No.
Holding just a little book. What could the book be, I wonder?
Well, you gotta have your notes.
Well, we find out it's his journal.
And my favorite part is that he pretends that like his personal journal is full of facts.
Yeah.
When, as I mean, has anyone ever read back their journal after?
Never had one.
No. Have you ever had one, Thomas?
No, I never did.
I have one. And if I go back and read things, it's full of my opinion.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Very
that
biased.
That you're not planning on sharing.
No, yes. Very biased.
Of course.
So when I look back, I'm like, oh, yeah, that probably wasn't exactly true. I'm like, this person really did me dirty. And then I'm like, oh, no, maybe I was a bitch. You know, like, so I just, it's like he thinks that we're going to feel bad for him because he has his notes.
So what do you think is more believable?
Well, I wrote it on the page, so it must be true.
His opinion of the situation or the fact that he had a journal. Because I need to know why the fuck he thinks that we believe that he had a journal.
Well, he bought it at Chapters on the way there.
An Indigo sale.
Also, you're the one that cheated, so we're not going to believe you at all.
Rachel, listen, hold on. Moment. Props to Rachel.
Yes.
She handled herself so fucking well. She stayed on topic. She called out everything that he said.
Everything,
she
yeah.
questioned it. She told him what she needed. And she made fun of him, which is perfect in my book.
It was also very obvious that she was, like, it was done.
Oh.
She wasn't going into that conversation to try to rectify things. Tino maybe thought there was a glimmer of hope there left.
I think he thought there was hope that he could repair his reputation.
Correct.
Before
yes.
they went on after
you're right.
the final rose.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't work. Doesn't really work when you just say lies to the camera as if the other person is not gonna call you out on it. Like,
also, have you watched the show? You know that it's just gonna be drama.
Yeah.
He was basically like, you know, kissing her only made me think of you. Like, I thought of you the whole time.
That's not romantic.
I was picturing your face while I kissed her.
Oof.
Well, maybe we make some different decisions.
I really just think, like, if you are actually that concerned about your reputation, don't make out with some random girl.
Don't cheat.
While you're on a national television show with a huge audience, now you're just going to get annihilated on social media for the next month.
I've said it once and I'll say it again. Lucky enough to have one girl into him and he found a second girl?
I know.
How did he even get the opportunity to cheat?
Exactly.
Who's going to kiss him?
I want to see if his Instagram profile is still open.
Oh my God, please.
I mean, he blocked us.
He didn't block us.
I think he blocked us.
Well, we'll find out.
I like to believe that he blocked us because I'm proud of that.
He also cannot finish articulating a single sentence because he's trying to fabricate it in his head as he speaks. He gets up to have a mental breakdown, storm out two separate times, gets tangled in his own mic.
Calls someone,
thinks he's trapped and goes, let me out. Get me out of here. Babe, nothing's locked. Who did he call?
You're mid-break up, you gotta make a phone call?
And he also smirked during the call.
Yes. Do you think it was his mom? Like, mom.
Or his dad?
She didn't like the journal.
I hope so.
Like, I just... He's so erratic. Like, his behavior's so erratic.
And think about this. Okay? People always say that women are too emotional for positions of power.
Exhibit
A. But then, look at this. Look at this situation. Rachel was, like, calm and cool.
She handled it.
And she handled it because she knew what had to be done.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
Tino...
Proud of her.
...flipped out like a small child.
And Tino became the fuckest boy.
The fuckest boy. Oh, yes, exactly. True. All along, I thought it was Erich. But truly.
It was Erich.
It was Erich. But now we have, like...
He's been overtaken.
Overtaken. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
One thing that we discussed watching the episode that we need everyone to hear is your analysis of his expectational steps that he gave her.
Oh my god.
The achievements he needed her to go through.
So controlling.
All seven of them?
Holy fuck, dude.
It was crazy.
Nothing makes you look fucking worse than cheating on someone on TV, getting called out on TV, and then telling someone that they followed your steps that you need to get over, move forward from your actions
Said you went to a therapist, which was exactly what I wanted you to do.
Oh, oof. I was backflipping off of the couch.
Her face was, she was incredulous.
Livid. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
In fact, we probably all three had the same response.
Yeah.
That Rachel
I think
did.
This is I like buried my head in the pillow.
Like, one of the multiple this. Times.
Well, yeah, there were many times.
Just was fully hiding from the TV screen. And then surprise, Tino's here. We're back to the live audience and Tino's here.
And I couldn't believe he showed his face.
I could not believe. I would not.
No, you have to. But you have to do it better than that.
And what yeah. all he should have said was, I cheated on you.
Inexcusable.
I'm sorry, there's no excuse.
I'm doing the work to yeah. try to be better in the future. Yeah. That was the only strategy yeah. for him to come out of this looking an ounce better than he was looking before.
And that's
is
how
that
we know he didn't talk to a publicist.
Idiot.
Or a therapist.
There, like, there's no way.
Because he thinks he knows everything and he can just smarmily work his way through whatever.
I hate him.
I hate him too.
I hate him.
Yeah. He needed to consult maybe us.
But wait, do you think we're going to see him on Biff?
No.
They always bring... Remember when they brought that insane guy who fought everybody and then peed or like pooped by the pool? What did he do?
Chad,
yeah. Oh. Remember, we hated
crazy
him.
Sounds right for a Chad.
Yeah, he was insane. So... I wouldn't put it past Batchnation.
Oh, no, I would put nothing past Batchnation. They love drama.
Yeah.
And he's drama.
He's drama.
He's my enemy.
Do you know who would, like, slide right up to him? Lace.
I honestly, she's the number one person I'm looking forward to watching on TV again.
I
am so excited. I've been following her for years. She appears to have... You know, like, she turned her life around.
Yeah.
But then in the preview, I don't know.
We'll get there. Yeah. We'll get there. We're almost done. Tino and Rachel talk in circles. Rachel literally says, we're talking in circles. Tino references something that triggers Rachel hard, where she goes, oh.
You want to talk about that?
You want to talk about stuff on camera? You want to talk about it?
She says, they cut it out before.
Oh, God, what I would give for the cutting room floor of that conversation.
What is it?
And what, I mean, we had to see so much of that conversation. What did we miss?
Do you think he has herpes?
What?
Sorry.
He gave her herpes.
Maybe.
No. Something worse.
God, what is it? I want to know. Rachel, DM us. We will not screenshot.
We would never.
Snapchat us.
Hey, what's your snap?
Yeah, we'll drop the snap. The official We Hate the Bachelor snap.
Yeah, the whole goal of him being there was for him, this was his moment to repair his reputation. He did not do it.
No.
Then.
In fact, almost doubled down and made,
he made it worse.
Oh, yeah, I think he made it worse, yeah. For sure. Yeah. But then ABC, The Bachelor Nation, did Tino so dirty.
And I couldn't have been
happier. At the end of this segment. And it was amazing.
It was the best moment of my life.
It's the best moment of the episode.
Best
of the season.
This is
true.
This is. We already saw the resurrection once, or alluded to a possible resurrection earlier. This is the resurrection of Eamon.
Oh.
He's back, and he's asking Ratch out on a date.
Jesse goes, Rachel, someone's here to see you. They want to talk to you. He demanded to see you.
And she was afraid. She was like, who could it be?
Yeah, who the fuck?
My bail bondsman?
What if it's Zatch?
I mean, he was there.
Yeah, but no. Eamon comes out wearing a beautiful, like, pale green top, suit jacket, and had the nate pearls on.
I thought it was brown.
Beige.
Was it beige?
Okay. I just thought it was tan.
I thought it was looked like, good.
Oh, it gave a green vibe to me, but I'm also blind, so.
Good, looked good to me. He looked great.
Oh, I have no complaints.
He looked incredible.
Wearing his nate pearls.
I didn't take my eyes off Tino that entire segment.
Oh, my.
I couldn't stop watching Tino because he was livid, and it was amazing. He it deserved.
It was the best. Yeah.
That was the best 5 minutes of television.
Do you know how we're such different people than Batch Nation, because I was just cruising Instagram quickly at the end of the episode because I hate Zatch. I didn't want to watch him anymore, but
you could.
I was on our Instagram and I saw that, I remember Ashley I.
Yes.
You know, cries.
Yes.
She posted this thing being like, we should never disrespect people like this. Like, even if he did something wrong, we shouldn't embarrass him on TV.
I think we should.
We absolutely should embarrass him on TV. Well, like,
did he not just embarrass Rachel on TV?
That was the best part of the episode.
Also, like, you were embarrassed on TV for like 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Ashley I was on Bachelor in Paradise 100 times and was a lunatic.
Well, because every season. The only reason she was there was for what?
For Jared.
Place. Yeah.
No.
Bachelor historian. She's back.
She's back, baby. Anyway, I thought it was funny. I was like, are we bad people? No.
And then
it was amazing.
Avon and Ratch walk off. Tino wants to literally kill himself on stage.
He asks Jesse, you can read his lips. He says, are we good? Can I go? And Jesse doesn't respond. And the lights in the camera just like focus on both of them. And he's like, oh man, Tino,
this is awkward.
And then there's a little behind the, like, backstage little mini screen.
Oh, the Maury section.
Of them hugging in the back.
Yeah.
Oh, nothing better.
Could not be better.
Oh, I'm happy for her. I do hope they're together.
Me too. Yeah.
I do.
Happy endings.
Didn't she say, like, I would love nothing more than to leave with you right now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she was just same
tortured.
Girl.
She was
same.
Just tortured for 2 hours watching all of her personal shit be
and
spilled.
It's what, you know what, after doing and dealing with all of that, she does deserve a lighter finish. Do you know what I mean? Like an uplifting finish.
Exactly.
And honestly, how else could they have given her that other than this?
100%.
Right? Like what could have rectified the whole season for her in a positive way other than this?
Tyler comes back.
No, she didn't like him.
She hates Tyler.
That would have been for Tyler, not for Ratch.
I know.
That would have been for us.
Would have been for me. Yeah. Yeah.
For us.
Yeah, you're right.
Now he's busy working out in Jersey.
Oh, I know.
On the pier.
Trust me, I follow him on Instagram. Worth it.
Nice.
Work that pier.
Post. Then we cut to Gabby. Spoiler alert, Gabby, we love you, but not a lot happens.
Her dress does look beautiful.
So beautiful.
Stunalina. Little mesh on the chest, little floral applique, little cream.
So, like, was...
I wish everyone could see Thomas. He's got his toes pointed.
Yes.
He's rubbing modeling, his leg. Modeling. Gorgeous.
And that was my knee cracking in the mic.
Beautiful.
For everyone to hear.
She's 30.
So, was it, like, a floral theme for the finale? Because they're both in weird floral applique dresses.
Was Rachel in a floral applique dress?
Yes. It was white floral.
Oh, I took it as just bad. I just didn't even look.
Oh, well, it was white floral.
I closed my eyes.
But Gabby wore this... Hers was beautiful. Her dress was so cute.
Yeah.
And I think appropriate for a little whimsical engagement.
I think you used a word that I can't remember.
Oh, God.
Do you remember what it was to describe it?
I mean, I called it like a Shania Twain look from Still the One.
Oh, on a swing.
On a swing.
On a swing.
Yeah, and I think you did say whimsical.
Whimsical.
And I just thought to myself, you know, Joel, you bring something special to this podcast because I don't know what a flower applique is. Oh. and like the word whimsical, like you're just, you know.
It was like she was out of a little storybook. Like there should have been little animated birds singing above her head.
Yes.
Skip to Baloo.
Yeah.
Love
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Helping her door dishes and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
The dish towel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's what I want.
Perfect.
Erich is getting dressed, ready in the hotel room in his favorite and best and only Zara bright blue suit from 2016.
If it ain't broke.
Did Do you think it's the same one, or does he have multiples of the same one?
It's probably this. It's he only owns one suit. One suit. Does he look like he would own anything of that sort?
They gave him a crisp new white shirt.
Yeah, starched.
Yes.
Fully starched.
Because the one he wanted to wear was stained, and they're like, you can't wear that.
I bet it smells so good.
But it was stained with Gabby's lip gloss.
Exactly. Her drinks from the night. Yes.
Completely.
And her boob sweat from flying out of her top.
Yes.
She has a very cute speech. Yes. They both do, actually.
No, his is not cute. I mean, his is okay, but...
For Erich, it's cute.
His went on longer than hers did.
It did.
Yeah, but that's because he was like, well, I don't really know how to say that. You know, I can't really...
Mumble.
Great with words.
Fumble.
I'm like, oh, man, just prepare then, Erich, for this proposal.
He doesn't have to say shit. He can put the ring on the tip of his dick, flop his dick out and say, bitch, you there? And she would be like...
She's fucking there. Mm,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like
yeah,
this. I like mm, yeah. and then in a real romantic exit, we get, because he's a cool badass.
On the motorcycle.
Yes!
Motorcycle.
This was hot. I was
looks,
like,
oh, yeah.
This like, is my dream exit.
Not hot, her squishing her hair under the helmet, but we'll let it slide for safety.
And also they're in Mexico. There's no need for helmets.
That's
right. Oh, my God. You're right. I do think, like, they were so cute. Gabby couldn't even let him finish before she was trying to make out with him.
Oh, yeah. She was tongue deep in his tonsils.
Like, yeah. I was just like, they want to leave so they can go fuck.
Yeah.
Big time.
Stat.
And I would pay to see it.
Yeah. They're obsessed. She's obsessed with him.
Yeah.
And they're adorable.
Yep. And I relate.
They look good
to both of them. I'm obsessed with both of them.
And you did say, in all seriousness, you would pay to watch them fuck.
100%.
Yeah.
Like, pay-per-view. I will PayPal you guys. We don't have Venmo in Canada. I will PayPal you.
Do you have OnlyFans?
No. Honestly, and I was saying this earlier, I'd pay above $9.99. That's usually my cutoff.
Just for 1 month.
Just for 1 month. Yeah, just I just need the content, the backlog.
Just the goods.
Unsubscribe, $10. Yeah, we're done. But like, I still would. It'd be my money, and I'd pay for it. My hard-earned money to see that dick in real life. I'm sorry. I'm just
You're very
a little
distracted.
Distracted.
Okay, and that's it.
Well,
then we go to them on the couch.
Right.
More Gabs and Erich on the couch, which is really like...
They talk about his drama.
Which was very light.
With the texting.
And he had told her in advance
that
this was maybe going to come out.
Yeah.
Key.
Tino, let's take some notes on how to take the L politely.
Yeah. Exactly.
The L.
The L. Take the L.
So sporty of you.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm really masked with my hat on backwards.
Huh? You just put your hat on backwards.
Yeah.
The iPad's out.
Yep, with my Sailor Moon tattoo on full display.
So
masculine. My foot pointed. I loved that they found the receipts. They just took them from Instagram and said, do you have to answer for this?
I can't believe they put it on the TV.
Oh, my
huge
God.
Huge TV.
And I actually liked, like, it's not... First of all, it's not even, like, comparable to Tino's indiscretion.
No. Right? This has happened before.
Because it happened before, and I like that he said, like, hey, yeah, I didn't handle it very well. But, like, I didn't see her as a long-term connection, and so...
And I just love that he straight up admitted, like, yeah, I went on the show.
Yeah.
But then it worked out.
He literally said, this isn't real.
Yeah.
Because, you know what? Most of them probably don't believe that anything's going to happen. They're just going to get some followers. They're going to have some free drinks. Maybe go on a trip.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Make up with some hot girl. Cool.
Yeah.
Get some new followers. That's it. But little did he know.
He was like, I'm the fuckest boy. Did you forget? Like, I don't
never
like,
did.
But people were surprised. It's like, no, don't be surprised.
Yeah.
He's the fuckest boy.
Yeah, he's the fuckest boy. But he's so hot.
So hot.
I would.
We're stans now.
This is one of the only Bachelorette seasons where, well, okay, so Ratch ended up with her first impression rose.
Yeah.
But Gabby did not.
Yes.
No, and we both, didn't we say that we thought Erich would have gotten the first impression rose, and she weirdly gave it to Mario?
Yes.
Who I mean, I didn't watch that was, first episode, so.
Right. Mario was barely in this season. After getting
who?
After getting the first impression rose,
Carl
usually they focus on that person quite a bit, and they didn't give him any screen time.
Nothing.
He's a little bit dead.
Yeah.
Well, that's what happens.
That's it.
Zatch is the next batch.
Meh.
How do we feel?
I can't believe it.
I could not be more upset.
I'm irritated.
Of the crop of men that we have in the Bachelor Nation pool, I would have taken, I wouldn't say anyone, nearly anyone.
There are so many options.
Ethan.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Ethan, even just from this season,
yes.
Ethan, Avon.
Yes.
Johnny.
No.
Imagine. Just looking for the dopest girl I could ever hang with.
It's the dopest season yet.
The most dopest season in Bachelor history.
Oh my god.
I mean, I'd watch that. I'd look forward to that, actually.
Tyler. Roby.
Stop. A tween.
It was just too, you could not have chosen a more generic.
I can't think of a justification for picking him. No. I just can't.
There's nothing. He's not a fan favorite. He's not engaging.
No.
He's awkward. He's not. There's way hotter guys.
He has abnormally large nostrils.
The biggest nostrils I've ever seen.
Like, did he get an overwhelming response from Batch Nation online that we don't know about?
No, because we would have seen it. Yeah. We would have seen it. We're online, as part of Batch Nation.
We are online.
We have 76 followers.
We have made fun of Zach, and he has reposted it.
Yeah, and that is his only... Maybe that's why they chose him.
Oh,
it's us. Humility. We did it. Humility. We did it.
You guys.
It's our fault.
We did a joke.
I've never been more regretting of anything in my life. They bring out five girls to meet Zach. Who fucking cares? They're all embarrassing. Except for the one girl, Brianna, who wanted a selfie, slipped it in his jacket pocket. Slide. But that's all we're giving Zach, you guys, because we're going to have a whole fucking season about him. Thank God we have time to breathe before I have to fucking look at him or hear his dumb voice again. But that was your season.
But it's like, tell me how you really feel.
I fucking hate him. Jess, final thoughts on Gabby and Ratch's season.
The final thoughts, final rose?
I don't know. I hated it.
Yeah, valid. Close.
I really didn't like it.
That's close.
But, you know, I love Avon.
Yeah.
And so he's my favorite of the season for sure.
Okay.
He gets my final rose, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those pearls, you know?
I mean, through many disappointing moments to this season, I will say that I fucking love Gabby. She's my rose. She is the rose of the season for me. I think she's just cool. She's a cool girl. She's knows herself pretty well and has fought through her demons the whole season.
Yeah.
I think communicating the whole way through. And, you know, she had a lot of moments where she was doubting herself or being very introspective with her past and things like that. But all of that, I think through all of that, she really found a cute guy.
Yeah, she did.
Because I actually
the hottest one
of the
show.
There have been many seasons where I'm watching after the final rose and I'm like, this isn't going anywhere.
Yeah.
I think they could be together for a couple years or who knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big fan.
She could have carried the season on her own.
Yeah.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what? I like Rachel. I do. I know, I like her more than you guys do.
Yeah.
But I don't think, I just think that this format really did them both dirty.
Oh.
I think probably they both would have been better on their own.
Yeah,
yes.
Because then they would have gotten to know the men a lot better.
Yeah.
We would have gotten to know them.
There would have been less competition.
And there's less, we're not comparing them. Because Gabby is a more engaging TV personality.
Yeah.
Right? So it's there's always a comparison. And Rachel's just not, she needs to be her own.
Well, I mean, I'm literally doing a comparison right now because I love Gabby and I just like Rachel.
Yeah.
You know, by the end of the season, I do think Rachel had a redemption arc, this finale. I think she really stood up for herself. She really, dug her heels in and, didn't let herself get walked all over. I'm proud of her for that.
Yeah.
But the fashion just ruined it for me.
I know. And I will just say I just hate this show. Because why don't they ever do anything? They try to do all this different stuff, but with always with the same types of people.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it just ruins everything.
Yeah.
I'm so irritated about Zach.
Me too.
He's the same person we've seen a million times before.
Yep.
Yeah, he's not different from
anybody. Why can't we see anybody different?
I know.
Who's making these decisions? Why don't they
Some old white exec at ABC.
But why don't they listen to us?
Imagine if Bachelor was an HBO show.
Oh, it would be so much
dicks,
better.
Dicks,
so
dicks.
Sweaty.
Yes. Oh,
live. Would love it.
Love it. Thomas, what about you? Final thoughts?
Thank you for asking, Jess. I was really worried that you wouldn't ask.
I was going to breeze right past.
Thank you so much. My final thoughts are, typical Thomas move to start the first episode by hating someone, Gabby, and literally getting her to the point where she is Tayshia level for me.
Now you love her more than
I do.
Anybody.
That's big.
I worship her.
Huge.
It's fucking huge. Overall, yeah, the season sucked. Overall, Jesse Palmer sucks. Overall, Gabby, funniest girl on TV. I would give anything, I don't know if I should say this on the podcast, to get just double teamed by Eric and Tyler. Like, I would do anything. Anything. I'd do anything. But I'm glad it's fucking over. I'm glad that we can move on from this and start the reason why we are all here, the reason why we watch the show. It's gonna be really good audio. Thanks, Joel.
That was my drum roll for
Bachelor in Paradise. Almost Paradise. It's the best show.
I can't wait for the opening credits.
It is literally why we watch, so we know the backstory for all of these fucking losers.
It's everyone's favorite.
Well, because it's hot rejects.
It is. Ugh. And everyone gets to make out and go in the boom boom room and cry. Be way drunker on TV all the time.
Whip cream off each other's toes.
Oh, I'll never forget
Sandy
about
toes.
That.
Sandy toes.
Becca's dirty feet. Like, we just...
Tia's dirty feet.
Oh, God. I hope she does not come back.
I hope they have a prom. Oh, I love the prom.
I'm pretty sure hate Tia's, it. Tia's, like, married and has
Yeah, she's pregnant. Oh. She dyed her hair dark. She looks great.
Congrats, I guess. Really quick, we've been recording for a while. This is a long episode, but I just, because there is no break between this week and next week for BIP, I wanted to have a very, very brief and quick lightning rapid fire round on our first impressions of the cast.
Great.
I have saved them all. Joel is going to hold the iPad. Ooh, so Jess and I can
I?
See.
Do I,
yeah, you are.
Do I flick?
Yeah, this way.
Okay.
Okay, so we're starting with...
Romeo,
who was on Michelle Young's season. Don't know anything about him. He's tall. He's hot.
Hot.
Well, yeah, hot.
Great. Hot, great smile.
Love it. Next.
Okay, we got
Michael
A. Daddy.
Yeah, Katie's season should be their true bachelor. Has a kid. For some reason doesn't feel bad about being here this time, but did before.
Yeah.
Okay.
Father
Found
of
child care.
Father of my unborn child.
James,
oh my gosh.
James is doing well. That's why his son.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's a bit weird.
Shanae. So, my favorite.
From Clayton's season, of which you watched, what, 3 episodes?
4.
Okay.
And she's insufferable and a sociopath.
Love. Yeah, she's hot, and I like the pink bikini. Yeah.
She's my favorite, but she's going to be a favorite for me because she doesn't give a shit how she appears on national television.
That's our girl.
And I can't wait.
That's our girl.
Okay. Jill.
Jill Chin.
Jill Chin.
Aptly named.
I got nothing.
That's all I'm going to say.
Who is she?
She was an early cut from a maybe Matt James's season.
Oh, well, you'd think that she would have. Like done something with her.
Yeah.
I can't remember, but like she's basic.
Yeah. Next.
Brittany.
Oh, Brittany.
Of possibly was an escort in Chicago.
Fame. And carried herself with such grace.
Yes.
She's
did
pretty.
A great job.
And exited Matt James season early and was only there for a minute, and that was perfect for her.
Oh my God. She's
she looks
entertaining
great.
Men for money.
Ugh.
She's Miss pretty. Anna. I like her.
Gorge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's forgettable.
Justin. Ooh, Katie's season
with
also.
Thick beard, Justin.
Hot bearded Justin.
Looking great. Looking great.
Jess
we're excited.
Jess is indicating that we're being a little too aggressively
too
loud
excited.
About this.
We're too excited. Justin's amazing. He's going to make out with everybody because he's going to be someone that's like a hot ticket.
He
item.
Should be the Bachelor.
Is my one of my tops.
He should be the Bachelor.
Yeah, he should.
Ugh. Yeah, well, we know they would never.
Okay, we got Hunter Hag.
Oh.
Unfortunately.
Or is it Hog?
Hog.
Great first name, atrocious last name.
She's pretty, I don't remember her.
Yeah, blonde, white, next.
Oh, Sierra, also from Clayton's season. She's the rat of the season, but only ever in his best interest.
Oh, so
she's
the
she's
one
a
who's
narc.
Always like, you need to know something.
And she loves like a copper bronze colored silk dress, and she looks amazing in
great.
It.
Well, she looks gorgeous in this photo.
Really,
beautiful.
Really beautiful. Brandon, Michelle's... Final two reject.
I cannot handle your Brandon, Shanae.
I love them all. No, I love them all.
The hand is like over his, he's like clutching his pearls.
I am.
Yeah.
I love Brandon. Michelle should have picked him.
Yeah.
He knows that. Everybody knows that.
Does he have a personality? Could he have been a batch?
He's lovely.
Okay.
Yeah.
We all know that she should have picked him.
Haley.
Looks like a my Kenna.
Boobs. No idea.
Gives insufferable vibes.
I think, I'm not sure anyone's.
On Clayton's season. Don't remember her.
Bye.
Sure.
Kira. I don't remember her either. No idea.
Let's just move on.
Yeah,
I would say questioning the fashion.
Would love a bang to hide the forehead.
Yeah.
Lace.
This is not lightning round anymore. This is a moment. I'm so excited for Lace.
The diva.
And I also love that she figured out her hair, because the last time she was on Bip many years ago, she had the worst hair extensions on the beach.
Now, as someone pointing at myself, who has only watched two seasons of Bip, I think. Can you give me a quick, brief backstory on Lace?
She's a mess.
She's on The Bachelor.
What season?
I don't know.
Oh,
like Nick Viall? Like,
maybe. No, that era.
That era, though. Okay. Like maybe, yeah. Ben Higgins or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. She was jealous, super jealous. And then she was on Bip and got a weird tattoo with Grant. They were Grace for a moment. They had a couple name.
Yes.
And then they broke up. Yeah. And okay. It was very dramatic. She claims
she was sober for a bit. Like, she was, like, not drinking. You
yes.
Know?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah.
So she claims, star of the show. She claims that she's got it together and she's here for the right reasons now to find love. We'll see.
Star of the show.
Next. Logan. I want Logan. To spoon out my own eyes.
Gross.
Bye.
Disgusting.
Keep moving. Let's move along.
Genevieve.
Oh, it's actually Genevieve, but...
Genevieve.
She's the one that Shanae accused of being an actress on Clayton's season, and she's really funny, but has very little personality.
Also, but looks tall also, and fit.
And Joel correcting us on the pronunciation when we've been calling them Ratch.
And Zatch and Erich.
I love it so much.
I mean, you know what? It's Genevieve.
It's Genevieve.
Okay, ugh, Jacob from Gabby.
Don't give a shit.
Looks hot, though.
Yeah.
Tarzan.
Yep.
Meh. Serene.
Beautiful.
She should have been the Bachelorette. Honestly.
You can't get over your clutching your
heart. She should have been the Bachelorette.
Oh.
She's beautiful.
Over Gabby? Okay.
Maybe.
That's okay.
She's really lovely.
Good for her.
Over Ratch, maybe.
Over Ratch for sure.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Andrew S.
Andrew S. Katie's season. Top 5. Wasn't he top 5? Top 6?
I think so. Top 4, maybe.
Big boy.
He was the one that left and was like, call me.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was like, anytime, I'll be waiting.
But then didn't it come out that he was kind of a fuckist boy outside of the show?
Oh, yeah.
Well, because he realized, okay, well.
I'm hot. Got it.
But he's a big, thick guy, and he's got a great smile, and he's going to make out with everybody.
And a turtleneck aficionado.
Correct. Turtleneck and chains.
Doesn't need those here.
We have Teddy.
She's pretty.
So pretty.
Cute.
She was the girl that I thought Clayton was going to pick.
Gives Serena P vibes.
Very.
Very, yeah. And good style.
I would say Serena P I like more. Just first impression.
Very similar aesthetic.
Yeah, yeah.
Great style. Yeah.
Yeah.
Casey. Ew. Oof. I don't even remember what season
this is
was
before
from.
My time.
He looks like a Jesse Palmer knockoff.
But not as hot.
No.
And
like and I don't think Jesse's
like
hot,
a missing
so.
Person no, police I don't think sketch hot. From
yeah.
memory.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember what season he's from, but I don't remember him being charming or going very far.
Oh.
And that's it.
That's it.
And that was it. That was pretty fast.
That was pretty quick.
Those are just the first ones, I guess.
Yeah. I do know. So we know Johnny comes. Yeah. We know Aaron comes.
Yes.
And I think we know Tyler comes.
Oh.
Yeah, he does, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Libby Sips.
Yeah. And that traveling nurse, remember? She's blonde. Danielle, maybe?
Shorter hair?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yep. She shows up too.
Okay.
Thin and tall.
Yeah.
And Jesenia. Ah, Jesenia.
But Jesenia gets a bad one because we see in the previews at the end of this episode that they bring in girls to fuck over the women because this show is inherently anti-feminist.
Yes.
And
no, not even anti-feminist. Exceptionally misogynistic.
Yeah, thank you. That's a good correction.
So anti-women.
And I will say, this will only be acceptable if they do it to the men as well.
Yep.
But we did not see that in the preview.
No, but then it's like, because Jesenia's kind of getting that, like, Mykenna cut, you know, come in at the end and then...
Oh, no, not the Mykenna
cut. And Jesenia deserves more.
She does.
I'm actually shocked that she's back.
I know.
Because she's too good for this
show. And it didn't really go well.
And you know what? Even if she wasn't too good for this show, her hair is too good for this
show. And she's fashion.
Yeah.
She is. Gorgeous.
Tiny fashion.
She is.
Gorgeous. I love her.
Well... There it is.
Another season done.
Something to look forward to next week.
A few months that we'll never get back.
Unfortunately, yes.
But it's been fun.
Been very fun. We're very happy to reignite this. We're super excited. We're grateful for all our new followers. And our average listenership has increased. We are averaging
27 to 30 listeners per episode.
I was going to say, so 13 instead of 12?
I know. Oh, no, like almost 30. Yes. Wow. So we're very, 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 very grateful.
I will say that I have been sharing things to my personal Facebook.
Me too. I've been...
And it's the only thing I've shared to my personal Facebook in about 6 years. And several girls that I went to university with about 6 years ago are following us.
Oh my God, thank you.
That's hilarious.
So it's, you got to find your market.
Yes.
We do.
Yeah.
And brand correctly.
Speaking of new followers, if you want to become a new follower,
follow us on Instagram. We Hate the Bachelor.
Yep.
Twitter. We Hate the Batch.
And send us a little bloop, bloop note.
By bloop, bloop, we mean
email.
Pics.
Oh my God, nitpicks.
Always welcome.
@thebachelor@gmail.com. Nailed it, and we will see you next week. Bienvenidos, we're back in Mexico. Goodbye.
Bye.